don't forget, Debbie Thogerson's going to be here from Party Line. We've got some great clips of Party Line from before I worked here, from 1990. We're going to have a clip of the Munchkins who were here in the studio from The Wizard of Oz. Yes, we've got all that. So Debbie's here tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, part of our historical marker series at WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. Have yourself a wonderful day. Cindy's up next, 9 o'clock. It's news time. Let's do it.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news from the Middle East. Another hostage is coming home. The Israeli military says it's rescued 52-year-old Kaid al-Qadi, an Arab citizen abducted during Hamas' October 7th attack. The IDF hasn't released details, but says it was a complex operation in the southern Gaza Strip. Hamas is still holding about 110 hostages, about a third of whom are believed to be dead. A total of 8 have been rescued. Here in the U.S., a pro-Palestinian campus group is calling out Northwestern's medical school for getting rid of photos of students, some of them wearing black and white keffiyehs on their heads. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The university's chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine said some photos taken at a school event earlier this year were deleted from Flickr. The group also accuses the university's Feinberg School of Medicine of scrubbing pics of Arab students from its Instagram page.
A university spokesperson says they were trying to keep those students safe. A federal judge in Texas has put a temporary hold on a new Biden administration program that provides a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants married to Americans. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
It was designed to clear a path to citizenship for an estimated 500,000 immigrants living here in the U.S. and about 50,000 of their children, because in the past, the process could include a long wait outside of the U.S., forcing families to separate.
People in the Midwest are facing another day of high temperatures and oppressive humidity. The heat index in Detroit made it feel like 100 yesterday. This woman's daughter was dismissed early from her unair-conditioned school yesterday.
I don't want this happening every time it's hot outside. Like, I can't afford to keep her home from school. So I don't know, but I hope something gets done.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Storms likely to fire up again today from Chicago all the way east to Cleveland. That will cool everybody down, but could bring along wind gusts of 60 miles an hour, maybe a little bit of hail as well.
Jake Sullivan arrived in China today, becoming the first U.S. national security advisor to visit in 8 years.
President Biden has been very clear in his conversations with President Xi that he is committed to managing this important relationship responsibly.
Four-member SpaceX crew had to delay a plan to become the first civilians to walk in space. CBS's Bill Harwood says launch of the Polaris was scrubbed today.
They found a helium leak in an umbilical that connects to the Falcon 9 rocket. Hopefully they'll get all that cleared up in time to make another run at launch tomorrow.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're under an excessive heat warning. Temperatures will be in the 90s with the humidity making it feel like over 100. Thunderstorms are expected later in the day. The latest coming up in the forecast. There's a plea deal for the Racine runaway soldier. U.S. Army Private Travis King crossed into North Korea last year and will plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. His unauthorized entry into North Korea resulted in several weeks of being in custody there. After 5 years of investigation, DNA testing, and a witness coming forward, 41-year-old Kevin Seiler of Kenosha has been arrested for a 2019 homicide. A witness says Seiler told him that he shot and killed Joseph Crystal. And the McHenry County Health Department in Illinois has issued a warning following a rise in suspected overdose deaths. Many municipalities now have harm reduction vending machines stocked with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns, you know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
As Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have an excessive heat warning today. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. A couple of those could be strong to severe with heavy rain tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler, isolated thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Goodbye. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hold on! I'm coming. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this morning with Sam and Dave. Let's go.
Love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
they wrote it for you and me. That's just an old-fashioned love song. That's the way it rolls. Three Dog Night. Cherish Association. That's the love song for me. That's no giant drums, just sweetness and sugar and diabetes. Alrighty, you spoke, we listen. Local News and Timelesses are back on WRJN and Wisconsin Badger football. It's back on WRJN too this year. And they're going to kick off the season this Friday with a rare Friday night game. Free game is 6. Kickoff at 8 from Camp Randall, and you can hear it live here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, when the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Unbearable, down by the sea,
baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
News and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN with the Mighty Manfred Band. You know the song.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
WRJN.
now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Be careful outside again today. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect for a second straight day. Corey Zeistra was helping her daughter move into her dorm at UW-Milwaukee yesterday morning.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with a heat index above 105 degrees in parts of Milwaukee yesterday. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe and the town of Lac des Flambeaux have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on the reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dangerously hot. That's part of the message from the National Weather Service regarding the excessive heat warning for today. Heat index values could make it feel like 108 degrees. If you need help, like finding a cooling center or any other heat-related matter, you can call 211 to get a listing of those cooling centers near you. There are dozens of locations throughout Racine and Kenosha counties, including at libraries and community centers. You're reminded to drink plenty of fluids and to check up on neighbors or relatives that could be impacted by the heat. The Racine runaway soldier has taken a plea deal. U.S. Army Private Travis King, the Racine soldier who made headlines by crossing into North Korea last year, has agreed to a plea deal with military prosecutors. King will plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. It follows his unauthorized entry into North Korea, where he spent several weeks in custody. And a nearby community is warning about overdoses. In McHenry County, Illinois, the health department has issued a warning to the public after seeing an increase in suspected overdose deaths. Most municipalities have put in what are called harm reduction vending machines filled with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have an excessive heat warning today. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. A couple of those could be strong to severe with heavy rain tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler, isolated thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
A traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would
their money down.
That's Cher, right here on WRJM with local news, timeless hits. Oh, careful out there today. The weather, 83 degrees right now.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone and the night is so long. So we started to dance in my arms, she felt.
Oh,
baby dives the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Shoot.
Hey, fair, hey, fair, hey, Leroy.
a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog. And it's bad, 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 Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog. Yeah, he was badder than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. And listening to Don Rosen on the way in this morning, listening to him talk about the oldest person in the world passed away last week at 117. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. And she probably was still better at a computer than I am. But now there's another lady named Dorothy Stanton, who's 106 years old down south. Yeah, El Paso, Texas. And they asked her, how have you stayed along so alive? And she says, I don't do sugar. I don't do alcohol. I don't do cold drinks and ice cream. It's pretty plain to see I'm never going to make it to 106.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking mighty now, here she comes.
Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got braids, but throw a finger nine and everything. Devil with a two-dress on. She's the devil with a two-dress on. No, help her say. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pumpkin, and I like her my fat. Devil with a cigarette on.
All right, we got to come down here. Come on. We're getting a little too rowdy here on a Tuesday morning. Let's just take a little rest here, shall we? WRJN with Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. We got the news coming up. CBS National News. We've got Stuart J. Waddles for local news. Mike Clemens with sports. All just minutes away right here on WRJN.
I love you, Eleanor, love me.